Yes, indeed. Good for us to have some idea what is happening and what might be happening in the world of technology as well as other, well, things to consider. One of those things we can consider right now, organic foods. Are you putting more on your plate than you were, say, 2 years ago, maybe even 1 year ago? Are you saying, well, still too expensive? Or are you saying, I really don't think there's a difference between organic and that which is not organic. So, no, I'm not eating more of it. Not eating any of it. And some of you are saying, yeah, I've really stepped it up. I've definitely increased my intake of organic foods. Well, do you necessarily need to buy all of your foods organic, or are there certain ones, certain types of foods that you may want to, they may have you wanting to consider going organic? Some of you may be thinking about some of the conversations we've had on this topic before. Well, pesticides are often used when growing apples, grapes, and strawberries. And so in these cases, buying organic is a smart choice. Asparagus and avocado are grown with a lower amount of pesticides, making it okay to skip the organic versions if you prefer. Organic food is in. The idea of choosing organic for your health and longevity has exploded in popularity in recent years. You'll find organic food in 3 out of 4 supermarkets today. How many of you used to go specifically to a store that you knew was all about the quote-unquote healthy foods, which included a large variety of organic foods? And you found that you divide your time up between going to the grocery store that you had been going to for years and years, and some of that time between going to the newer store that carried more organic products. And now, lo and behold, because organic foods are becoming more and more popular and organic beverages are becoming more and more popular, you're finding more of the quote-unquote mainstream grocery stores carrying more organic products as well. And so for quite a few of the foods and drinks that we may have been purchasing from stores like Whole Foods or Earth Fare, etc., may not be necessary. You may find a number of those products, organic products, at the store that you would typically shop at or that you were going to when there were no Whole Foods and Earth Fares in the area. Of course, I know Whole Foods is gone from the Augusta, from Augusta, Georgia now, but Earth Fare still here, if I'm not mistaken. And we have some others coming in that are going to be carrying more organic foods. But what I'm saying is the variety, the options, the alternatives are increasing for finding organic foods. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that organic products make up more than 4% of total food sales in the country. I know that that's a small percentage, 4%, but where was it 30 years ago? One message in particular, that organic food increases longevity, is especially compelling. Advocates have latched onto this organic food benefits claim, hoping that it'll serve as the ultimate incentive for Americans to go organic. But the scientific community is divided on whether organic foods offer enough health benefits to justify the added expense. The nutritional value of organic foods has been widely disputed. We hear so many people say, oh, it's so much better for you. Well, I guess beauty when it comes to organics, nutritional value when it comes to organics is in the ear, the eyes of the beholder. Researchers from Stanford concluded that there is limited evidence that organic foods are significantly more nutritious than non-organic. And that's according to a 2012 review that was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. But in 2014, the British Journal of Nutrition published a review of 343 studies that found organic produce on average had significantly higher levels of antioxidants, which help fight disease. Non-organic foods from the studies were 4 times more likely than organic foods to have pesticide residue in addition to higher concentrations of a toxic metal. One of the commonly cited reasons in favor of buying organic is that organic foods, particularly fruits and vegetables, have fewer pesticides. Many of the pesticides that are used on conventionally grown food were approved before the scientific and medical communities began actively researching the link between pesticide exposure and disease. Only in recent years has attention been paid to how pesticides affect people's quality of life. And I know some of you may be recalling that one of the foods that some say you really don't need to buy as organic because of its covering, because of its peel that can protect it so well, is the banana. Yeah. Let's take a look at some more of this when we come back. Taking a look at organic foods. And here's where I want you to put your thinking cap on again. What are some other foods that you would say would be really good to go with organic, to go organic? And some that you would say, wash it real good, we're good to go. Don't really need to go organic with these. Let's test that in just a few.